Paranormal Investigator Radio.
P-I-R.
What? That's not it.
Streaming in this realm and beyond, you're listening to Paranormal Investigator Radio.
We're streaming all over your brain.
Rich Nipidin and Dr. David DeProspero.
Dr. David DeProspero is streaming all over your brain.
Touch it. Touch the rod.
We're streaming all over your brain.
If you have questions, news, requests, new technology you would like us to review,
free
team updates, event updates, or if you would like to be a guest on our show, email us at submit@paranormalinvestigatorradio.com.
By the order of the seven stars, I command you to submit to Paranormal Investigator Radio. I am one of your hosts, Peter Leonard, and we're going to talk like this all along.
No, we're not, Peter.
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 Peter. So who do we have in the live studio audience?
My name is Mike Perillo.
I'm Nicole Jeffrey.
I'm Larry O'Grady.
I always want to pluralize your last name.
I know, me too.
It's really just Jeffrey.
It is just Jeffrey. But it's going to be Beretta soon. I don't have to worry about it anymore.
It's not just Jeffrey. I always thought it was
Jeffrey. Ooh, Beretta? And then are you going to become a private detective?
I know, right?
That's great.
I'm going to carry a Beretta and drive a Beretta.
Nicole Beretta, freeze. Sidekick, Steve Roscoe.
No. Steve is laboring a cold.
No, he's not.
He is watching The Flash right now. He is watching The Flash.
That's so and such.
There's a sick part about him, and it's his mind.
So if you'd rather be watching The Flash, 1-888-429-5471. I think that's the number. I don't even know what I just gave you.
1-129-68. Give me a call.
It's just a bunch of numbers, like 1-888 something.
1-555.
So we've had a lot of schmeckus going on since we've been on the air.
Schmeckus? What kind of schmeckus?
Yeah. I can't take credit. That's an Adam Richmond from Man vs. Food. I would like to see that word being used a lot more than it is. Schmeckus. So last night we did an investigation at a... What the hell is going on out
there? What are you doing, Nicole?
They're just wandering around outside.
There's like a gang of
I feel like
children.
We're in a zoo.
It's like
and they're
miscreants.
Watching us.
Yes.
Or there are they miscreants. All right, let's get on focus here.
Yes.
Okay,
so
let's,
what did we do last night?
We got to make everybody submit.
Last night.
We investigated that satanic dojo.
Mm-hmm. We investigated the KU Industrial Horror Realm, where they decided to build a horror attraction inside of a haunted house.
On top of an Indian burial ground.
On top of an Indian burial ground.
Near a waterfall.
Near a waterfall.
On the 4th of July.
Yes.
With sky whales.
Jesus Christ.
The building is on the foundation of sky whale fossils.
Or
and unicorn.
I believe it.
They're mystically potent. Sky whale fossils.
KU Industrial in Utica has a fantastic horror attraction for the Halloween season. It's great. You should go down and check it out.
They have four different attractions
they have
in
four,
one warehouse.
Yeah, four different attractions this year. I remember they only had one when they first started out, and that went for a while, and then they ended up having the two, and then up until last year they had
three,
and now they've got four. They've got a whole new thing. That's really cool.
What the hell was it with all the pig heads sewn onto animal onto human bodies there?
There's a lot of things in that place that are super duper negative that can stir up so much activity that no one understands. I don't think they understand. I don't think they understand what they're doing when they're putting certain objects and things in
the church. The self-made church inside of there is really creepy.
It really, there are spots in there that look like they're supposed to be black mass held and things like that. So who knows what they're doing and why they're doing it. It looks to me like they're making a haunted house.
I will give them some props. I've been to a lot of these haunted attractions, and I actually would not want to go there while it's in its full glory with the smoke and people hiding places and
jumping out.
I would probably literally defecate myself.
It's good. Like, I remember when they first started out, it was more of like a nuclear fallout after
Bio War.
Bio War, mm-hmm. And it was like people walking around in masks and screaming in fake Arabic at you, and it was kind of a nightmare a little bit. But I'm more of a if I go to a haunted attraction, I want horror movie stuff. I want to see. I always had this idea to have a big thing like four attractions like that, but like have it like different horror movies.
One like Dr. Frankenstein's lab.
You walk in and it's Frankenstein's lab, and you're walking through
a
and
werewolf
then
forest.
And then you walk in and there's a forest either for a werewolf or like say Jason.
Dracula's castle.
Yeah.
You walk in and you got to go down steps to Dracula's castle, and it's creepy, and he's on the organ, and then it's, or even Nosferatu. Ooh, that would be good.
Yeah.
That would be
good. That's a really good idea.
Hey, you walk into another one and it's the boiler. As soon as the door opens, it's just steam hits you, and it's the friggin' boiler room, and it's all that red lighting and Freddy's in the shadows, and that's so that would be really cool.
You've never been to Sterling, though?
No.
Sterling does that.
Oh, do they? See,
scaled down. It's all outside, yeah, where they do the Renaissance thing. They convert that whole thing over to a Halloween thing.
I've been to an outside haunted, like a horror, outside horror attraction before, but I'm thinking more inside. These rooms are so big, and that warehouse is so big, mm-hmm. where you'd be able to do something, where you'd be able to make a set of, like, woods, like have a cabin, and Jason comes out, and you got the music playing. Have it, you walk into one room, and it's big enough where it's like a front door of somebody's house, and trick-or-treat, and then Michael Myers comes out, and it's Halloween, you know? That would be... I think that would be really cool, but that's just me.
I do have to say, last night when we were investigating, me and Larry were together, and we got so lost where we couldn't find anybody. We panicked and went out the exit, and then I shut the door, and then we got locked out.
Nicole, let's leave this door propped open. All right, click, click. Larry, I think it locked us out.
At one point, I was actually, Steve and I also got lost. I thought one of those AK-47s were actually real, but they were plastic. I was going to arm myself because I didn't really know what was going on in there.
The guy says, follow the red walls. Follow the red walls. The red walls mean you're on your way out or you're on your way in. Like, that's the main hallway for the actors. And the thing is,
we did follow the red walls.
There are so many red walls. How it's still like a nightmare to even get out of. I don't know.
If I was in there going through the haunted house the actors were there on the weekend when they do this, I wouldn't know what to do.
Oh, well, it's different. When that's going on, all of that part is lit up like where you go.
Oh, it is.
So, yeah, it's like dim lighting, but obviously you don't go in the parts off to the side. You know, you follow the trail. And then, yeah, so it's easy to get out when you're in there.
So the kid or demon posing to be a kid,
who knows. I know what I saw when I was there. When we went on the consultation, I ended up seeing a definite U2. We both saw it at the same time. We saw U2, and then I slipped my wrists. We saw a figure in the doorway. We definitely saw a figure, solid mass in the doorway, and it just shifted off to the side. It didn't walk. It didn't stagger. It just shifted. It just shifted off to the side. And what are you laughing at, Rillo? What's the matter?
He's upset.
An old YouTube story I heard that just came back to me.
Mike.
I'll tell you afterwards.
A couple times last night, I thought I did hear a little kid voice.
If you have questions, news, requests, new technology you would like us to review, team updates, event updates, or if you would like to be a guest on our show.
Pete, what are you doing?
The wrong
phone lines are now open. In North America, call toll free 1-888-429-5471.
So you need to know 1-888-429-5471. Are you composed now, Mike?
I am.
Okay.
Can I ask a question? Is that intro, the intro with the phone number, the bells, is that from Hell's Bells? Is that Hell's Bells?
We have to ask the doctor.
I don't think Dr. Dave would know what Hell's Bells is.
I don't think Dr. Dave would. Like the AC/DC song?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't think he knows who AC/DC is.
You like AC/DC? Well, I like one of them. What are you talking about?
Actually, Direct Current. Actually, we all use Direct Current.
I'm a big fan.
Actually, he's a fan of AC/DC's.
Yes.
I would recommend going to KO. If you are in the local area, Utica, Rome, Syracuse, check it out. It's open on the weekends, I think, Friday, Saturday, Sundays, throughout.
I believe so.
Yes. Every weekend throughout Halloween. Halloween's the last weekend.
It'll scare the bejeebers out of
you. Oh, it sure will.
And Larry, I didn't mean to take away from your explaining.
Yes, you did.
Sorry, Larry.
No, it's fine.
I'm the one who shushed them with the call-in soundbite. I'm sorry.
You know what did you experience there?
There was a figure in the doorway, and I said, Peter, and I saw it shift off, and then that was it. That made me want to go.
But then we saw it last night.
We were definitely seeing something last night, but when we started to really see it, in comes the light, in comes the people with the lights and these cameras that just that blare everything, block everything out. You can't see. Your
they
eyes
were videotaping last night for the video.
Your eyes couldn't adjust. I would like to go back in there when it's just a few of us.
We need to
no lights.
Go over flashlight protocol because I still can't see today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was in my eyes the entire night. Like I would look away and it was like.
Was it me?
No.
Oh, okay.
We could get you back in there, Larry. I'm sure they're looking to sacrifice anything.
I want to go in and I want to just sit there. I want to spend time in all of these specific areas. I didn't give it a chance to go over to the gurney that we were getting the weird K2 readings off of.
This is the kind of thing Mike's cousin and I talk about every now and then. It's like, could you imagine pulling off the perfect homicide in a place like that?
How long would
people
it take
are in
before
costume,
people know?
You wouldn't know what's actually part of the show, what's not in the show, what's... That's not that we're telling anybody to contemplate homicide, but we're just, you know, that creepy horror factor. Like,
oh, last night I forgot they were saying one of the actors ended up seeing a woman.
Yes.
And that when we first walked in, did you hear a woman's voice too?
I heard a woman's voice come off when you walked in to the right.
Yeah. So yes. See, I didn't know what it was, but when you were like, it sounded like a woman's voice. Or Rich said it first, I think. Did you hear that? It sounded like a woman's voice.
It sounded, yeah.
And then it kind of picked up in my head. I'm like, you know what? It did sound like a woman's voice, like that, just a tone, the pitch.
The owner, Josh, showed me a bunch of messages from his actors saying, Josh, don't want to freak you out, but this is what I saw tonight. Josh saw this tonight. So they let him know on the regular when they do see.
Then why is it such a secret when I would ask how many people saw things on that consultation? How many people saw things? When did they? And he only brought up the little kids in the doorway running around. And I said, how often do they experience things like this? Oh, well, it's like once a year someone will see that. But now you're saying that people see shit, all the stuff all the time. Sorry, Don.
I don't want to say it's all the time, but he was showing me the messages validating what he was saying.
If it's enough, they have messages there. Fill us in.
Yeah.
Like, let us know. You know, it's not like it's important or anything. It's not like we're going to be there all night. Let us know. I don't know.
In the one part where we walked by the metal drums, literally, I swear to, as soon as he said, this is where somebody got touched, something grabbed my arm. I wasn't near anything. I was in the middle of the room. So, I mean, there is, did you just go in the safe?
Mm-mm.
Did you go in the safe?
Mm-mm.
No.
All right, because they had a hole in the floor and there was charcoal in there. I mean, there's just a lot of weird little things when you start looking around. Well, Steve and I were lost for a good 40 minutes trying to find you guys. We got divided from the group, which is a no-no. But
Nicole
and
I
we got to see everything
like
up close and personal. So you probably saw a lot more than where they were taking you.
Yeah. I felt like I was... I don't know if it was getting touched or what, but I held out my hand and I was saying, grab my hand. If anybody's here, grab my hand, when it was just you and me.
Right.
And I was sitting there and I had my hand out. And as I was saying it, it felt like something was trying to grab my hand. Like it didn't feel like a grab. It felt like a tingly on my hand. And
like when your hand's asleep and starting to wake up?
No. No, it was, it felt like on top, like.
Like a graze?
Like, I don't know. I can't even recreate it.
You can feel the energy, like, kind of hovering over your hand, maybe? Is that what you're
like a slight,
mean?
Like, static.
Yeah, very, very light, like, if almost going to touch my hand. And
if you could see this at home, Larry, he's actually stroking his hand right now.
Yes.
In a gentle caress.
It is, in fact, a gentle caress.
There's actually a hint of patchouli in the air.
Oh, gross. No, there's not. Not anymore.
I'm sorry. I was just giving play. Did you, were you in the bar? Did you make it to the bar?
Briefly, we walked through it, but I don't think we didn't investigate.
No.
That bar was one of the alleged locations of the Ouija board incident. Now, I had something weird happen, and he was filming this. Hopefully, we get to see it. We put the digital meter on the table there.
Which meter?
The Mel.
Okay.
And I asked that, is this where you came through? And it went from 0.1 to 37.
Really?
Like, Jesus. Instantly. And it kept going up and up. And immediately I'm like, you can't come through here. Go back to where you came from. And it went all zeros.
Whoa.
I can't explain that. But the weird fluctuations in EMF in there were
the bathroom
just,
upstairs.
Really good EMF. I don't even know, like millimeter readings, like things where you'd say, go up to 1.5, and it would go up to 1.5 and stay there. And we're like, okay, now go up to 2. And as right when you say it, it would go boop, 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 and it would stay at 2. Okay, how about down to like 1.8, 1.7? And it would go and it would stay, and it would stay until you said, okay, change it to this, change it to that. Mike, you missed out, man. That was pretty cool.
But you said a good one a few weeks ago, right? With the horse barn and
the door.
The door.
Oh,
door.
Yeah.
Command.
Yep.
Yeah, that was great. We have that on film. We have that on film.
I would have did it, but it was Monday night. I was needed elsewhere.
You guys.
We understand, Mike.
Yes, sir.
If you go needed back elsewhere. On a non-Monday.
Rip comes first in all aspects of your life. That was your one warning, Mike. We're going to crush you with the weight of Rip.
To say that. It's time for you guys to doubt my commitment to Sparkle Motion.
Yeah.
Sparkle Motion.
After this, you're being demoted down to the other team, the Steam team.
Oh, man.
Dun, dun, dun. 1-888-429-5471. If you have a...
I thought
spooky
that was
experience that you'd like to share with us. Or if you have a topic so we can shut up and finally talk about real paranormal activity. Did you see there's another paranormal activity movie coming out?
Yes, sir.
Seen
yeah.
I don't even know what it's called. I forgot what it is. Like Paranormal Activity Infinity.
Paranormal Activity 10? I mean, how many are there now?
Well,
it's
actually,
like the
by
first
now,
three sort of were watchable. And then
the first one was, I the only reason I liked the first one was because they started doing like things like they put the powder on the floor and then you could see the footprints in it and stuff like that. That was kind of cool.
I've actually never seen a Paranormal Activity movie.
You're not missing out. It's a movie that if it's on like for free to watch.
And you have absolutely nothing else to do.
Yeah, there's nothing else to do. It's a good freak out movie. It's a good, like if you're alone and a lot of and then you jump and you're like, huh. Bastards. And then, like, that's all it is. It's not scary. It's not...
It's a jumpy movie.
Do you know what I like? Do you know what's scary is Poltergeist? The movie Poltergeist, the original one's a scary movie. To me, that's a scary movie. I like how they did the paranormal investigating in it. That's my favorite part of it.
I personally found the Blair Witch Project to be scary.
So. Did you? I
did until I saw them on the MTV Video Music Awards, and I thought it was real.
It doesn't detract from the movie they made. I mean, just the fact that they didn't die at the end was... I mean, bully them.
I just thought it was a true story that made it so much more real to me until then.
I would never have had the pleasure of sitting there with Heather.
Yeah.
Donahue.
Who's that?
She's the chick from the Blair Witch Project.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
She has a wonderful line of beauty and skincare products I recommend to you if you're on the West Coast. Mm-hmm. They're illegal on this side of the coast. So
for now, anyways.
I think you can hint at what she sells. I read her book. Very... interesting. Give her a shout out. And I'm not being paid to plug this, but while we're plugging things, let's talk about BBS Radio, one of the greatest internet radio facilities in the world.
We love you.
Thank
guys.
You very much. Larry is stroking his hands still.
No, I forgot to cut my nails today.
So,
1-888-429-5471.
I don't know. I just fell apart. I apologize.
So Nicole had a topic for us over there. She said that we found some liquid things on the surface of Mars.
Yeah, it came up on the news, actually.
On the big yes. D.
On the news. I watch CNN every day. I work from home, so I have it on. It was plastered all over the news all day long. I forgot when it was. Last week, I think it was. The liquid water exists on Mars, and so they're not trying to determine if there's life on Mars, so I guess that's where we're going with that.
It's salt water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Conspiracy question. You think this had anything to do with the timing of the Matt Damon movie, The Martian?
Yes. No, come on.
I didn't even know that movie was coming out.
No, because The Martian isn't actually about Martians.
I'm sorry. I had to do it, and there was nowhere to do it. You would have heard it anywhere, so it didn't matter.
I had heard there are no Martians anywhere within the movie The Mars, or Mars.
Whatever. Well, they're according to your cousin. They're all living in Italy peacefully.
Oh, that's true. Ew.
The Vatican knows about it, and they're happy with it.
Ew, you got my saucer.
So, does that mean cats are aliens because they like saucers of milk?
Ayo. Couple, two,
I just
three.
Got that.
I thought this.
What is it, a DP?
I thought that was from Harry Potter.
It's a message. I don't know what that means.
You might need to resend and reclarify because we're like all looking at each other.
I didn't read it to you.
What is it?
1-888-429-5471.
Is it a bomb threat?
No, you're not allowed to say that on the air. Holy jeepers.
Yeah, don't say that.
I work for the government. Next thing you know, the ATF will be here.
You know what else I read in the news?
That just came now?
Yeah.
Basically, somebody's calling us an idiot. Thanks, Steve. No.
He's too busy watching The Flash.
Now, what's The Flash? This about a guy who goes around showing his thing to people?
Or? Yeah, and then he solves murders.
Isn't that Columbo?
No, you're talking about The Streak.
Oh, yes, they call him The Streak.
Oh, goodness. So, anyways, we did KU Industrial, and that is going to be, what is that? It's going to be a marketing thing for them because they filmed.
For both of us, I guess, apparently. It's going to be a KU Industrial / Rome Investigators of the Paranormal collaborative video.
Okay.
So we're going to end up getting a copy, but...
John Cena.
Yeah. So.
John Cena.
John Cena.
Did you see that?
He's the one that showed us.
I just
had to interject. I was looking for the clip earlier to play it just to, like, surprise you guys. But...
Oh, they're everywhere.
If there's anybody listening that watch something funny tonight, YouTube John Cena prank. Is that what it is?
Yes, John Cena
prank. John Cena call. Prank. Oh, gosh, that's so funny.
I was in tears, and usually I only laugh twice. That made me laugh.
Are you ready?
We had a very successful Rutger Mansion fundraising event for the Landmark Society of Greater Utica. We raised them over $1,800.
Radio shows since then, huh?
Right.
Klaus did come out.
Yes.
Again, weird EMF stuffy on the second floor.
Bell ringing while we were setting up.
We were waiting for the picture. The gentleman took a picture of an elderly gentleman in the doorway. Uh-huh.
While we were setting up, we also heard a little kid laughing.
Yep.
When I was there, nothing when it was going on. But when we were setting up, I'll tell you right now, we had the bell ringing. I'll set up a bell. I like to set up trigger objects. I like to have things like that. I try to veer away from the gadgets, the gadgety gadgets. And I like to do things where there could be no interference, there could be no explanation for a car moving across the floor, like a toy car moving across the floor, or a bell just sitting there, and then all of a sudden just start ringing, like that kind of stuff, like the door moving at that barn. You can't recreate that. That was amazing. That was great. And it happened for like 5 minutes. But, Rutger Mansions was a big success, and a lot, 1,800 you said, Pete?
It was right around there, yes.
Nice. That's great.
I think it was, 51 people
mm-hmm.
in that range.
Yeah, not
very
bad.
Very good time. Very good time.
It was very successful.
We always have fun there. Next year, if they have us back, we get a little something special planned. Make that a lot bigger and a little more enjoyable than it already was.
Yeah.
An all-day extravaganza with John Cena.
John Cena!
1-888-429-5471. Let me throw this topic at you guys, and let's toss it like a salad and see what how it gets served here.
Toss your salad.
Now.
Oh, but I can't take bomb threat on here.
Again, it's like saying it on the airplane. My own. So
don't say bomb threat.
All right, no bomb threats, guys.
Boom.
This
boom.
Is like a reply all message.
Boom. Can't do it.
Don't you love those at work?
Oh, my. Don't
and then you get 75 more emails from everybody. Please stop replying to all. Please stop replying to all. Shut up.
That happens every day. That happens every day.
That's a... Okay.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to...
We, you didn't do nothing. What
did
you say?
I did.
Oh, Larry.
You already forgot? I don't. Okay.
What's your topic?
I have an object that's haunted.
Okay.
I'm a paranormal investigator. How do I seal it?
Give it away as a Christmas gift.
Mail it to John Zaffis.
Mail it to John Cena!
But you see why I'm asking this is a serious question? Because this is a question groups get. It's like, what are you supposed to do with it? Okay, I got a Ouija board. It's haunted. What do you do with it?
You put it outside. Now, this is... I read John Cena's book. Or John Cena's book. Nothing to do with the
past. Mike.
I read Zaffis's book. Two very different people. And you put it outside for a couple days.
Okay.
Sprinkle it with holy water and sea salt.
Okay.
Say prayers over it. Whichever prayer you feel comfortable using.
That's the thing. What prayer?
Well, prayers, oddly enough, function similarly.
You see where I'm going with this? It's like people tell people to do this, but there's nowhere you can ever look this up to find out what you're supposed to do. Do you see what I'm getting at? There's no...
Yes.
There's no specific prayer. Prayers work kind of much like the Ouija board itself. It's non-specific. It's the intent. Prayers work the same way.
Okay.
So obviously if you're a Catholic, use whatever you've been taught that's a protection from spirits, as opposed to if you're a Buddhist, you probably use something different, or if you're Muslim, you'd probably use something different. So use whatever you're comfortable with, I guess, that fights evil. Like we use prayer for St. Michael, right?
Because I'm Catholic, I use Michael and that.
Yeah, St. Michael's big. Use whatever pretty much for... And then he says he leaves it outside for a few days and then usually boxes it up. Whatever it'll fit in, that'll seal it. Repeat the process, and then put it someplace. Or you could submerge it in deep running water, such as a deep river.
Which is why he throws things in the river or the ocean.
Or the ocean. You should not just burn them or destroy them.
What would
them.
Be the purpose of throwing it in the water?
Maybe
is that sort of like a baptismal thing?
I was thinking that.
Or is it just because you can't... It's like Jumanji, nobody will ever be able to retrieve it.
I
hope you don't think I'm like being weird here. I'm just...
No, I'm intrigued.
Groups are like,
Jumanji. That's what I was doing.
I would think it's because the water would function as a...
Cleansing?
Similar to if you believe in ley lines, with the energy always flowing among it with water, I guess it's like always cleansing it,
okay. Purifying...
Maybe the natural energy that running water gives off can help neutralize it.
Universally, though, never burn
never
an
burn
object,
it.
Break, or
never
destroy.
Never burn or break or destroy.
And if it is already broken, you're supposed to bind it with red ribbon. That was something I learned a long time ago. But again, see, these are the things nobody really talks about. You hear groups talk about, oh, I got this haunted object they gave me, and I brought it home. And well, what did you do to it? I don't know, just sit on the bookshelf. Okay.
Is this
well,
the process?
Why are you instructing clients?
Is this what John Zaffis goes through when he does his...
Like I said, I just read his book.
Okay.
A lot of sea salt and holy water are like the key components. Sea salt, holy water, and prayers.
But then, like, some of the stuff actually used in satanic rituals, there's actually binding spells.
Well, yeah.
But see, what is a binding spell? Where do you find a binding spell? I don't even know them. And if someone out there can recommend a book or something, I would really love to know where you find a binding spell.
How would you know you needed to use a binding spell? I mean, how would you know?
Probably because if what you're doing repeatedly doesn't work, then you're dealing with something stronger than a simple house blessing or the ridiculous sage burning that seems to be wildly popular nowadays.
See, here again, I jump to the Hollywood drawback, but is it a binding spell like 13, what was that movie with Tony Shalhoub? 13 Ghosts, 13 where there's like Latin inscriptions everywhere on windows and doors and...
I think that would be extreme.
No. I would think a binding spell would be nothing more than a more potent prayer.
I don't mean to put you on the spot. I'm just, is it like a talking? Because I was thinking of this last night as we left this location and we always do the, you know, the stay here, don't follow me home prayer or whatever.
But,
it's like, what do you really tell people? Because I, for years, have been trying to find stuff on how to bind things
modern,
or how to...
By modern, I guess, Wiccans or do it, whatever you want to call them, the whole thing with like buying spells and stuff is you kind of make it up as you need it. Like, I'm not saying make it up on the fly, mm-hmm. but like if you know you have to bind an evil spirit into something, you pretty much kind of tailor make your spell for that specific, since not every, you know.
So it's like the Charmed girls.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fake it as you go.
Yes.
So I'm... With this book that John Zaffis wrote, did he talk about the process in the whole Annabelle situation?
No. The book's actually the book was all right. It actually wasn't what I was expecting. It covered a lot of vagaries and
vagaries.
And it was more or less just a hey, don't deal with haunted objects. It was having met John Zaffis. I like John Zaffis. The book made him seem like just like it would be three pages of then Tom found the perfect gift for his girlfriend. It was a beautiful little doll handcrafted by Native Americans. And inevitably they bring it home and weird stuff happens. And then finally they get to the breaking point and they call John Zaffis and he's always like, they're like, John, you're not going to believe me. And he's always like, yup, just what I thought. And then he shows up and he's like, well, you got a demon in your house. And they're like, John, save us. And he's like, yup. And then it's like bam with some salt, some holy water. Jesus says get out, and then he takes it home. That's how they all end. It's spoiler, every story in John Zaffis' book, he takes it home and puts it away.
His first book, Shadows of the Dark, is actually really good.
That is haunted by the
new one is the haunted one.
He charged me $20 for it.
Should have bought it on johnzaffis.com.
That's what I paid for it too.
That'll learn you. However, we have the DVD here. If you ever want to borrow it, the Museum of the Paranormal, his outtakes in there, the blooper scenes, that is true John Zaffis. That is just hilarious.
But the book's all right, but it covers his... And the chick who wrote it with him, she's like one of the foremost demonologists.
The chick who wrote it. Rosemary Ellen Guiley.
Is that how you pronounce her last name? She actually...
Is Dan calling you? No? Oh.
Yes, Larry.
Candy. You got the radio show? Is Pete there?
Yes, I'm
candy.
Here.
Oh, your phone died.
My phone is dead.
Oh, okay.
You should have brought a charger.
I want candy.
So, now we've...
Sorry.
We've bound something.
Okay.
Give it to John Zaffis. He's the one who knows what to do with that crap. I don't...
The problem you run into with something like that is technically, I guess... Like, I like John Zaffis. I like what he does. But technically, all he's doing is just putting a Band-Aid on something. He's not actually solving any problems. Because you have all the stuff now he's got that eventually somebody's going to have to... You know what I mean? You can't just keep stuffing something in the building and hope nobody ever touches it.
We were actually joking about that. It's going to be like the scene from Ghostbusters.
That's exactly
when
everything
just explodes and all the green lights coming out.
Maybe he does, and then, you know... Eventually, obviously, John Zaffis, we all pass on, and his kids will get it, and his kids who learn from him will know what they're doing. But, like, let's say they keep this museum, you go 2-3 generations down the line, eventually you're gonna hit somebody who's like, I want money, so just sell it, or you're gonna be at someone who's gonna be like, ooh, this is interesting, so
auction off a whole bunch of haunted stuff.
On eBay right now, that's a lot of money.
I mean, most of the stuff, at least from what the book says, a lot of the stuff, once it gets there, it's not active anymore, but what's it take to make it active, you know what I mean? It probably wasn't active before, it just, like, he's, like, the book, the big fan of saying, there's no laws at what creates a haunted object or what activates a haunted object. You could pass away and haunt this screw, and it'll pass to Larry, and if Larry's whatever doesn't meet the right criteria, you could be happy with it, nothing could happen. But then it ends up in Pete's hand, and you could be like, screw that guy, and
activate the haunt.
Yeah, so like, so then somebody comes up and does the blessings over it, and it's like, okay, the screw's back, and now it's not doing anything again, but, you know, 100 years, if it ends up back in somebody like Pete's possession again, you're just going to come back and be like, oh, you thought I was gone.
Right.
And that's like cemeteries. That's another area there. I've always, there's usually not spirits there. People didn't die there. It's like, why would there really be anything there?
I don't see it necessary to even investigate cemeteries.
Well, I came up with a theory about that, actually. If what you're dealing with, spiritual energy, is just energy, and it can manifest in a variety of ways, although the dead person may have nothing to do with it, what if it's energy feeding off all the people who go there, like a memorial? You're investing your energy into that spot, kind of like if you bring home your grandmother's ashes and suddenly, is it her or is it you just infusing it with the energy it needs? And I think, not that I think cemeteries are super haunted,
no.
But it, you know what I mean? It's
very well could be. I mean,
it's not the tragedy of the guy in the ground. It's almost the like tragic memories everyone brings with them.
What are all these kids running around?
They've been running around for the last hour.
Because,
I don't know what they're doing.
I mean, in theory, death's not really tragic for the person who dies. They're dead, so they don't have to.
Yeah.
So it's almost like everyone going there. And nobody goes to a cemetery happy. You know what I mean? No matter how long your loved one's passed away, you go there and you still,
it's
no matter
sad.
How long it's been, feel a sense of melancholy.
There's one or two people I'm going to poop on their grave, but that's just...
But
that'll
you,
teach you to make fun of me in gym class every day, coach.
Just
wait till you go.
But you poop on it. But then if you walk by your parents' grave, you're going to feel that sense of melancholy you get over your parents.
Oh, absolutely.
No matter if you just...
I hope he's not in the same cemetery as them. Cause
so I think it's pop, but
he's
going to
have
yeah,
the greenest grass.
I don't see the point of doing... Because you do see a lot of people, like, what's the cemetery in Chicago? King's Cross, King's Cemetery, King's Crossing, I think. It's just outside of Chicago. It's like the most haunted cemetery in the world, or America or something. They always see like full body apparitions there. And
Well, we've discussed that before, like a cemetery now versus a cemetery back then. People used to go there and have picnics, and that was like an actual family outing to pay homage to
their family. I've seen pictures
online. Family.
There were a website I randomly ended up on. It was like pictures to give you nightmares. And it was a family. They had two little girls. I don't know if they were twins or just very close in age, but the two little girls passed away. And they took a picture with the little girls in their casket, like the whole family. It was like a family portrait, but the little babies were in a casket with the family in the portrait.
Weird.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how they did things.
The death photos. I've seen a lot of those. Where...
That's like, was I having a conversation with? Was it Alex's wife? I think it was Alex. Like, at what point did people finally start smiling in pictures?
When they didn't have to wait 2 hours to take a picture, probably. Because how happy would you be if you had to hold, stay right there, say cheese, hold on, any minute now.
But even if you go into pictures into like the 30s and 40s, like nobody smiles in them either.
Maybe that was the picture etiquette back then.
That's what I mean. At one point did somebody finally, was it one guy who's like,
now we have the
F you all, I am smiling in this picture.
Now we're in 2015 and we have the legendary duck face pictures.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, there's a new one. I want to shoot myself for having sat through this the other day, but was it fish face? It's like your eyes wide and your mouth slightly open or whatever it is.
Oh, no, it's this one.
Yeah, Larry's got it. Yeah, that's the new look.
That girls do now.
And
it's like
it's like just as you can summon something.
Oh, wait, hold on. We have the creepy intro music.
Paranormal Investigator Radio
is now back on the air.
Did you miss us?
We had to go poop simultaneously.
We had to hold each other's hands.
We scared each other. So we were in the middle of exposing ourselves with knowledge.
Yes. What?
And exposing how knowledge. To properly bondage something from the nether regions.
You need a zipper.
I missed that conversation.
You need a zipper.
Yeah, it was a different conversation.
You need a zipper fast.
All together.
Is that what you got from that?
Wow. A whip.
Yeah.
Wow. So, thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
We didn't mean to put you on the spot.
That was a very good conversation.
So when we went down, we were talking about photos and when people smiled, and then I think we even bored the internet and went someplace else. And
my smile kind of got ruined the internet.
That happens. They didn't like the duck
or
face.
Or it was Larry's impersonation of Wanda from In Living Color, which shut it down.
The fish face.
It probably was.
The goldfish, whatever it is.
Yes.
So what do we got going on in the world of squatching? Anything?
Is there ever?
There is an article.
Not to offend.
He may be there, or he may not.
When are we going to go on a squatch hunt?
Were you? Oh no, were you at
squatch
the Woodgate
watch.
The Woodgate presentation.
Yeah, I was there.
Where we coined the term squatch or
oh,
wall
no,
squatches.
Oh no, that
Woodgate.
I wasn't.
Oh,
wall
I wasn't.
Squatches.
No, I'm.
The large hairy creatures that are found in Walmart are called wall squatches.
Well, in that case, I saw that Saturday.
Is it? I think the name of that particular part of Rip should be Rip's Squatch Watch.
Rip's
I've
Squatch
always
Watch.
Said that. Yes. Rip's Squatch
That's
Watch.
That's catchy. I like that.
I like
better
it.
Than the Steam Team.
A lot better than the Steam Team.
I need to listen to that radio show.
The Squatch Watch or the Steam Team?
The Steam Team.
Oh, yes, you do.
Ugh.
So we got squatching. What else in the paranoia didn't we cover tonight? We got to talk about the UFOs. Same crap going on in Mexico, whatever.
Lights.
Probably all the Chiba.
Well, as Nicole brought up earlier, they found water on Mars. It's gotta be something.
Didn't we already talk about that?
Yeah, but
we kind of
we don't really consider Mars. Did you guys see the eclipse?
Yes.
Yes.
Couple two tree blood moons over the hour there?
Yes.
Did you see it?
It's just a bigger lunar eclipse. I missed it. I didn't care really. I just
to be honest with you, I wouldn't have either. But everyone I was with, like we got it, so they all got up and left the
yeah,
room.
Yeah, I had nobody.
So I'm like, all right, fine, I'll go too.
Like if I had people that were going to, I'd be like, yeah, as long as I don't got to drive anywhere or do anything, I'll go and watch it. But nobody, I didn't care. Who cared? I didn't.
That's
it's just a big a lunar eclipse. I've seen a lunar eclipse.
I've seen the moon.
I've never seen a lunar eclipse. That was the first time for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you've seen the moon, right?
Hmm?
You've seen the moon?
And you've seen
picture it not there.
Is that what it meant? I was too busy eating Doritos during the whole eclipse. Excuse me, not Doritos. Fried corn chips with nacho cheese flavoring.
I don't necessarily think they have rights to anything that we could say on here. Like, they couldn't do anything about it.
If I haven't been sued by Disney yet...
And you will.
I will.
Up where they walk. Up where. That's as much as you could say, I think, without.
Do not mess with the Disney mafia.
I know, right? Yikes.
They're like the FBI, man.
Mickey's going to come up to the door.
Oh, hey, oh, oh.
No, they're going to. It's all Disney
so,
princesses now.
What do you think you're doing over here?
They're going to send that chick from Frozen to freeze your willy up.
Dear Lord, what was in that pizza, you gentlemen?
She's going to have a bad on.
When in Rome, New York, you want to go to Tony's on the Boulevard. Their pizza is divine. Mike and I masticated on a chicken parm and greens submarine.
Yes.
Masticated.
Delish.
Masticated, you said.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
Okay, then.
Could we be
there? I wasn't here. I saw nothing.
I get it now.
Oh,
I thought
left.
You said something else.
I had to leave.
Masticated. I hope I didn't say the other thing.
No, you didn't. That's just my
I head. Was trying to bamboozle you with some fructose knowledge that I have up in my skull.
Fructose knowledge.
So what do we have going on
it's
as a group?
It's sugary sweet.
What do we have going on as a group coming up?
Nothing. No. I don't
no. We have a couple things.
Well, this, I want to say this Friday there was something very important, but I can't remember.
Yeah, what's
what
this
was,
Friday?
Like,
what was that? Going
this
Friday.
DePaulo's Mexican Restaurant, Rome, New York. Yeah. The buffet will be open at 5 to 7.
I feel like there was something very paranormal going on this Friday.
I think.
Candy's getting married.
Oh, your girlfriend's getting married.
Your girlfriend's getting married.
That's right.
God, I hope the guy's lucky.
Did you get invited?
I still didn't get that invite, you know. See if she's listening and blow Larry's phone up. It's mine.
Well,
dead.
I don't think she is because I would have gotten a text message already.
Candy, if you're listening, just text Larry.
I don't think she is. She said, you at the radio show? Is Pete there? I said, yeah, we're here. His phone died. She said, so he stayed for the show then. I'm not a crazy stalker wife. I just worry. Thanks. I said, wait, what? I didn't call you a crazy stalker wife. And she said, oh, I know. Just didn't want you to think I was since I'm trying to hunt him down through friends.
That's when you respond back, no, you're not a crazy stalker wife. You're a crazy stalker fiance.
Yeah, yeah.
Should have been like, Pete's not here.
Oh, my gosh.
He left with some lady.
I should say, oh, this is Candy? Oh, Pete's not here.
Oh, Candy with a Y, not the stripper I.
Oh, this is Pete's Candy.
The eye with a little heart over it. Two N's.
K-A-N-D-I-Y-E. I've even seen it spelled like Sunday. C-A-N-D-A-Y-E.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, D-A-E.
Well, I don't even know what you're spelling.
That's my future mother-in-law calling.
Mm-hmm. That's it. We're all in trouble
oh,
around this.
What do we do?
Don't get married. The paranormal and marriage don't mix.
I got a cake testing tomorrow, so I should.
It's a good thing we got two eligible bachelors over here, a couple, two of them. We got Mike over here still waiting for his international call from Canada.
When I'm lucky, someday.
And we got Larry.
Someday I'll be.
Larry's looking for a hot swimsuit model.
Or anybody that will let me see them naked or touch them naked.
Female.
Oh. Call in.
Don't.
I'm just kidding.
Be careful of that.
With what?
Anybody.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's not on
at this point.
Any love is good.
Really
love.
Don't care.
Any love is good love.
After that last date, I am done.
It's like I'm single for life.
I am single for a long time.
So my father always used to say, "You say, Mike, if you learned one valuable lesson from me, stay single. Don't have kids." I don't know if he was trying to tell me something.
Sometimes.
I would kind of take that as an insult. You take that how you want.
What? Am I the only one hearing things through this?
I'm hearing you.
But I heard something twice so far, and then that last time was the third time. I don't know.
Was it a clink?
Is it me?
But it was in between us talking.
Was it like a thunk? Was it Pete hitting the setting of the microphone?
I don't know. I'm an idiot.
Do you think it was a voice?
Was it this?
I don't know. I can't tell. No. Nope. Still no.
He's like, still no. It could be. There's a lot of activity going on.
Yeah, there's
here.
A lot of things happening. So
a lot of
knows.
Contamination outside from
but,
the,
okay,
the right. strain.
Pete's,
so
Pete's getting married on Friday. That's
yes.
what we're getting.
Yeah.
Outside of that.
We have some exciting changes coming for Paranormal Investigative Radio. We're going to start bringing in real call-in guests like celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Including someone that Mike already made fun of on the show here tonight. So,
oh boy,
maybe they'll still be willing to come back on.
I hope he's not listening.
I know. I'll be put on the naughty list.
It's at the steam team for Mike. Going down to the minors for a couple of years until you can come back.
Oh man!
Now you get the pink and black shirt, not the black and yellow.
There's a lot of sitting around drinking tea and
wine.
Reading the vagina monologues.
October 24th, we have a Gloversville fundraiser at the Fulton County Museum. It's always a good time to go visit Mark and Ryan. They're very hospitable to the group, and this is a important fundraiser for them, and we always like helping out with them because your participation helps keep the heat on throughout the winter. And as always, we take zilch for what we do. And
zilch.
Then we got the Hulbert House Haunted Sleepover on Halloween up in De Boonville. I don't really know why I'm talking like that. But
it's Boonville. That's fine.
You're making it fun.
When does it start, by the way? What time?
12.
Whimsical.
Like the
I would check my phone, but it's dead. So.
12? I think their website said noon.
Is it noon?
Yeah, but I mean, really, what are we?
I think we're there at like 6 to midnight.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll give them a presentational thing and then do a little investigating, and then there's some partying and nude dancing.
A lot of partying.
A lot of partying?
Pretty much the party goes on. Yeah.
Oh my God, did you guys see on Facebook the hot dog fingers?
No.
Did you see those? Where they like cut a little piece of the skin off of a boiled hot dog to make it look like a fingernail, and they put
two slits
in it to make it look like the knuckle, and then they put it in the bun with blood all over. Or
Wow, so Peter, how's your brain doing after the
stroke?
Well,
Larry, you saw me have that gigantic piece of cherry clot.
Oh my God, are you having a stroke? Peter, I think something's wrong.
He's got a sugar overload.
How's your sugar? So, Pete, that was weird. Yeah, you saw what I was eating, sherbet.
He's having a stroke.
Just to clarify, it was carrot cake.
Yeah, that's what he was trying to say. It wasn't.
It wasn't cherry Cly.
She's my cherry Cly. Who she be up in the supply? This is what you sound like. Gonna have a stroke. She's cherry Cly.
Taylor, I can't breathe.
It's because of all that cherry Cly you're eating.
Cherry Cly, yeah.
Well, speaking of. Strokes. Sal Lizard had a triple stroke.
Really?
He did?
Vampire Santa, yeah.
His
whole left side is paralyzed.
No. Where did you see that?
It was on his Facebook page.
Oh my God.
I didn't mean to laugh.
Yeah, you did.
Are you one of those people when you get like in a situation when it's bad news and you laugh?
No, I laugh because something's really funny.
Because sometimes people have that nervous tic, you know what I mean?
I pictured, you know where I laughed? I pictured him at a convention, all done up like Vampire Santa, and then he's like hitting on some hot young number, and then,
depending on which side you're on.
Depending on which side you're on.
It's horrible.
Well, I doubt he's listening.
Great.
Well, we've just alienated the world's most eminent demonologist. The Vampire Santa.
He's the Vampire Santa. We're not going to call him a serious demonologist, are we? Seriously?
No, no, we're talking about John Zappos earlier.
Oh, that's right. Okay, all right.
Wow.
This is how you burn bridges, folks.
Who had the stroke here?
Cherry Cly. She sure said Cherry Cly, eh?
Listen, Cherry Cly.
Oh, God.
You didn't even ask if anybody wanted it. It was a whole point of a cake.
It's my cherry guy.
There was a lot.
But you were like, before that, you're like, he said he can't have chocolate.
Yeah, we were at the investigation last night. There's a Hershey bar. Not even a real one. A fun-sized one. I go, Pete, do you want half of this? I can't eat that. My blood pressure. He pulls up with a giant piece of turquoise. And he starts eating it. With the smallest fork. It was a whole quarter of a cake. Can you give me some extra cherry Cly on that?
Oh my God, dear Lord.
How dare you go with the candy
bar? It wasn't a quarter of a cake. It was at least half.
It was huge. It was so
big.
It
was a good size.
The small fork makes it last longer.
That's what she said. Well, not the small fork.
What the hell is
I mean, she might have said that.
I'm on board, Mike.
I know some strange girls.
Wow.
What's the matter?
No, he said he knows some strange girls. Well, I mean, there's always... I don't know. Maybe we can play that on the air someday. Tranny Hookers. You and Steve's breakout hit single. Tranny Hookers.
Steve? Who's this Steve?
Steve...
He's watching the footage.
You may know him as...
Oh.
You may know him as Super Cop.
I'll tell ya. I'm gonna pack if I go there next time.
I was kind of hoping, because I asked him, I was kind of hoping he was last night, because I was a little nervous myself, so...
I had a knife on me, but that's...
I did too, but still.
Take dummies.
I have a blackjack.
I got a blackjack.
I'm just kidding, I don't.
I have sweet kung fu moves.
Me too.
I shave my armpits. It makes me aerodynamic when I fly.
I have DPs on my phone. Hey, someone comes out. I'm like, check this out. And they're like, what the, who the, but awesome.
Like, wow, impressive, sir. Impressive. You know what, for that?
Sir.
For that, you take my role. Good show, sir. Good show.
Good day. But, sir, I said good day, sir.
I said good day.
So, if you would like to spend an evening with RIP,
please,
$500, we'll make sure you're put up in a hotel room, Hotel Utica, maybe, one of the death rooms, which is leftover mafia stuff.
Do they really have a death room at the Utica?
Personally.
Hotel Utica?
No, I don't know.
They say they do, right?
Yeah, probably.
I have a death room, too.
Well, there's...
Katsuga King.
Chocolate, cheese, much chocolate. Who's ever done a sniffy brown eye?
$500, you get an entire evening with us, 7 fun-filled hours and dinner.
We're a riot.
I take requests.
And with Rip, the bar doesn't close during dinner.
Yeah.
If you include an extra $500, I'll eat a whole chocolate cake, and then you'll really see things happen. We'll go from paranormal to abnormal in seconds.
Well, we went from carrot cake to cherry claw in about 2 seconds. So.
Actually, we weren't even at cherry cake. We just went right to the cherry claw.
Yeah, what did he say? What was the word that he said? Did he say cherry claw? You sure class cherry claw?
He's like, well, I had a big piece.
Then he just gave up halfway yeah. through talking, but his mouth was still saying saying noises.
He like went to sleep. Like
yeah, you think that's right? Turn past, turn clear, turn clear.
Eyes went to sleep and his mouth just kept moving.
Who cares of fur?
Oh my God.
Is he sleepwalking?
The listeners must think we're crazy.
Holy Lord.
We're not crazy.
He's sleep radioing.
He's just sleep talking things.
That scared the crap out of me. I thought it was Pete's voice.
Well, everybody.
Who's in here with us?
Like, Pete just got wicked serious.
I can't even talk. I can't even talk.
We thank you all for, both of you for tuning in tonight.
Chair clap.
Chair clap forever.
And we,
why is he southern all of a sudden?
Chair cloud will rise again.
We're Rome Investigators of the Paranormal.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Paranormal Investigator Radio. Be sure to visit us online at paranormalinvestigatorradio.com. Until next time, happy hunting.
Chair cloud.